more on the RISE campaign, and all about the status of the Cessna product line. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Yesterday, we brought you Cessna CEO Jack Pelton's address to AEA 2009 regarding the company's pro-business aviation ad campaign themed RISE. Afterward, ANN's Jim Campbell caught up with Jack and had a wide-ranging discussion about the campaign, what he'd like to see from the White House in a perfect world, and the status of the various Cessna product families. We'll hear that conversation today.
First of all, there has been an incredible reception to Cessna's coming forth and taking on the negativity that has been blanketing both general and business aviation over the last couple of months. How did that come about?
Well, Jim, we decided that in the tough economic time that we were going into, really coupled with the negative public opinion that was coming out about business jets, that we needed to stand up and call a halt to the comments that were being made and get people who have used our product successfully or just to stand up and be accounted for it. So we re-channeled a lot of our marketing money away from selling airplanes to defending our industry. We're going to continue to do that throughout the year.
What do you think of the response so far?
The response has been phenomenal. We've received amazing response from various media outlets, from owners of our airplanes, from people even outside the industry saying bravo for standing up and defending what you believe in, what's important to our nation, and what's going to be important to the future of your company going forward. So I think we've hit the mark, but there's a lot more work we got to do.
Any feedback from the Hill?
You know, it's interesting that we've invited the president to come to Wichita. We've invited a lot of other elected officials to come understand what the impact of some of the comments they've made, some of the public policy that they're contemplating is doing to our industry. And so far, the reception hasn't been real warm.
It's unfortunate because one of the things that they seem to have failed to recognize is just how much of our economy turns on aviation.
That's probably the most disappointing, Jim, is we're talking, you know, over a million jobs, positive balance of trade, an industry that's vital, that provides, you know, good paying technical jobs, is being overlooked. And it's being overlooked because it's being perceived by a very small few that people are using business jets inappropriately, when that's not the real case. I mean, 80% of these airplanes are being used to help businesses thrive, to create prosperity in this country.
Let me put you on the spot here. Tomorrow morning, you get a call from him. The president is called and says, okay, great ads, looks cool, I get it. What do you want me to do?
I really want the president to come out and speak on behalf of the good things that business aviation does, while stopping to vilify the people and corporations who have misused airplanes will help. But I think it's time that he really turns a positive voice towards the good-paying American jobs that are being created as a result of this industry and get him to start talking about it.
The VLJ, the light jet industry, over the last couple of months in particular, boy, talk about a mess, which has left the Mustang positioned exquisitely well. What do you do now with the remainder, if you will, of the VLJ market, and how do you take it forward?
Well, as you said, the Mustang is staying strong. Our order book on the Mustang continues to remain strong. What we need is the individuals who are looking at that product to have a successful experience. So in our typical Cessna fashion, we're looking at customer service, customer satisfaction, taking care of them, making sure the airplane and it performs properly, keep them in the family fold, and then we're going to go out and see how we can reach those who've had an unsatisfactory experience and try to sell them on the compelling reasons as to why our value proposition should cause them to not give up on VLJs, but to look at what we have to offer.
One of the things we haven't heard a lot from have been the acquisitions that you undertook from the Columbia bankruptcy. Are we going to see more and more attention applied to those airframes?
Our recent attempt was to rebrand it to Corvallis, mm-hmm. to try to bring some more attention to it. It has suffered like the rest of the single-engine piston line with the economy, but we're starting to see some rebound there, which is encouraging. And we're really hoping that we just got it EASA certified. Mm-hmm. And we're over in Europe right now at an air show, and we're hoping that we can stimulate some of the international market to bring people into the Corvallis. But it's a key piece of our total single-engine product line and is important as we go forward with future product developments off of that platform.
Does that put the other single-engine projects on the back burner at this point?
Well, right now, I think you and I have had the discussion of what makes sense. And the more and more, at least I'm becoming more and more convinced that engine technology is going to have to drive any new single engine product development for us. There's some nice upgrades we can do, but to really come out with a new family, it's got to have something up front that's different than a 100 low lead airplane, because that's going to be our next challenge. What happens with that fuel?
In a moment, some LSA projects have been backburnered during the recession. What about the Skycatcher? More with Jack Pelton of Cessna in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're going to fly in the soup, you got to have an opener. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Platt. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Cessna CEO Jack Pelton about the company's product line. The Cessna Skycatcher development program has suffered some setbacks in testing, and there's a recession going on. Does the plane remain a priority for Cessna?
I hope people understand we couldn't be more committed to it. It, again, is very foundational to not only our long-term future, but now, even more importantly, to this recovery. We've got to get people flying again. We got to get the pilot starts are down. We got to get them back flying at an affordable price point, which a Skycatcher does. And I think the future for the Skycatcher is going to help really revitalize the enthusiasm about flying. It's a fun airplane. I mean, when you take it up, it puts that smile back on your face flying it.
What about the current Citation generation? Obviously, you've got, you know, Columbus off on the horizon, and wow, that's such a great place to hit. But between Mustang and the high end, can we expect any interesting developments in that area?
Yeah, we're gonna stay focused on the light and midsize product line, which has been our real strong market segment leadership role. And we've learned a lot on the Mustang with the avionics development and the systems, and we think a lot of that can be brought forward into the Citations. At the same time, we're just ready to certify. It'll happen before years out on the CJ4, which has got a new wing on it, which helps bring some additional speed to the Citation family. So there's a lot of ingredients and pieces that we can pull together to keep that family renewed and revitalized for many years to come.
Do you see much of an opportunity right now with the entry-level Citation market? There's just so much development in avionics. Is it possible that Cessna would look at refitting or refurbing those aircraft to specs that you've developed for airplanes like Mustang?
We're looking at all of that, Jim. And matter of fact, there's some aftermarket programs that we're looking to keep Citations current that I can't even talk about. But yes, I think the avionics technology is going to be critical from helping to reduce the cost of our product offering, which, you know, affects price point and the feature sets. And as long as these avionics manufacturers are going to duel it out, we want to be the beneficiary of their new technology.
And finally, Columbus. How's that look from here?
Right now, it looks like the horizon for the Columbus is getting pushed further out as we have to defer some of our R&D spending. But again, long term, it's a critical piece to our entire product family. It's just the crystal ball's a little fuzzier out in that time frame.
Well, I hope you got a better one than we do at this stage of the game, because you look at it and you just have to really wonder where it's all going to go.
You really do. It's the visibility is slim, but you know, we're doing the right things to position ourselves to be profitable and get through this, and we'll come out the other end, as Cessna always has for the over 80 years that we've been in this business, as a market leader. It's just going to be a tough road to get there.
Let me add one quick question. What can the rank and file, what can Joe Q and Jane Q Aviator do to support initiatives like yours and to get the message out that aviation, not the devil, but the potential savior of this this country's infrastructure.
Our call to action to everybody in aviation is to work with NBAA and AOPA and AEA and GAMA and any association that you work with to get with your local elected officials, whether it be at the city level, whether it be at the House of Representatives, the Senate. And there's lots of good letters that are pre-drafted to help people articulate to their elected officials the importance of this industry, the importance of what it means to their livelihood, to their communities. And I think we just have to start there. We all know who our elected officials are, and there's one thing they do respond to, and that's the people who put them in office. If they're angry, they will listen.
Jack Pelton is president and CEO of Cessna Aircraft. Find out more at www.cessna.com. Jim Campbell is ANN's editor-in-chief. And you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.